I'm Bill Littlefield. Ahead on Only a Game, the day the Babe and the Iron Horse got struck out by a 17-year-old girl. But first, on July 11th, New Jersey Devils star winger Ilya Kovalchuk walked away from his 12-year, $77 million NHL contract so that he could return to his native Russia. Here to discuss why he did that is the Wall Street Journal's Mike Sielski. Mike, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Kovalchuk is 30 years old. He has tallied more than 400 career goals. Why did he walk away at the peak of his hockey abilities?
A couple of different reasons. First of all, given the two tax rates, one in the United States and one in Russia, he stands to make quite a bit more money in the KHL, the Continental Hockey League, than he would have with the Devils. We crunched some numbers on this. Over the next 4 years of his contract with the Devils, he would earn $46 million in real gross dollars, but he'd end up paying more than half of that in various federal and state taxes. Now, no one exactly knows, other than Ilya himself and his agents and the KHL team he signed with, Scott St. Petersburg, exactly how much his new contract is for. We do know it is for 4 years, but he'd only have to make about $6.6 million a year annually over those 4 years to match what he was making with the Devils. Plus, his family is there. When he came back from the lockout last year, after having played in the KHL during the lockout, he was kind of wistful about wanting to go back. Anybody who spent any time talking with him could tell he really enjoyed it over there. So it's a combination of a couple different factors, I would say.
Could the Devils have stopped Kovalchuk from playing somewhere else?
They could have, yes. They could have challenged this under the NHL bylaws. That said, I think they knew that this was how Kovalchuk felt coming back from the KHL after the lockout ended. Mm-hmm. And I think rather than fight it, the Devils looked at it and said, well, we're not going to change his mind, and if we let him go, we do free up a significant amount of space under the salary cap. So down the road, we'll be able to acquire a player who can approximate what Kovalchuk would have given us.
Other than being close to family and potentially making more money because he's paying so much less in taxes, what are the other benefits for anybody playing in Russia, assuming there are some?
Well, if you're a Russian player, obviously you're close to family. You become a national hero again. The other is that the KHL is really trying to establish itself, I think, as a viable alternative to the NHL. So if you're Kovalchuk and you want to be at the forefront of that movement, suddenly going home seems pretty appealing.
When word of this relatively attractive 13% flat tax rate in Russia gets out, are we likely to see other NHL players, whether or not they're Russians, heading in that direction?
I think Russian players will obviously be more tempted to do that. But I also think that, you know, these guys are all competitors, and they want to test themselves at the absolute highest level of their sport. And at the moment, and for a long time, the NHL is that level. So I don't think there's going to be a mass exodus to the KHL. I think in a lot of respects, Kovalchuk's situation was kind of sui generis. You know, he wanted to go back. He had family there. He felt the time was right for him. I don't necessarily think that we're going to see a flood of European players heading over there.
Mike, I just want to tell you how happy I am that in a story about a hockey player, the phrase sui generis has come up.
Hey, I do what I can, Bill. I do what I can.
Mike Sielski writes about sports for the Wall Street Journal. You can find a link to his article about Ilya Kovalchuk's excellent Russian tax break by visiting onlyagame.org. Mike, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Bill.